JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's edition of Roundabout JA, we focus on bullying in schools. Later in the program, we share a drought alert tip and our child health and safety tip. We have more. Stay with us. Bullying in schools is a worldwide problem that has negative consequences for the general school environment and prevents students from learning in a safe environment without fear. The term bullying refers to the use of force or a threat to abuse, intimidate, or aggressively dominate others. In Jamaica, our schools also face this problem. In light of this, the Ministry of Education will be addressing the issue of bullying in schools in the 2015 Revised Safety and Security Manual. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the guidelines were informed by the findings of a survey conducted by the Child Development Agency this year and include no special categories.
The facts are that the guidelines address all bullying. The findings of the Child Development Agency have indicated that 65% of our students, all students, have reported being bullied. So the Ministry of Education is aware that bullying is not confined to any special group of students.
The Revised Safety and Security Manual stipulates that school administrators should provide guidelines for creating awareness about bullying in schools, as well as identify sanctions to be applied where there are breaches. Also, all reports of bullying must be documented and kept, as well as steps taken to treat with both the victim and offender where a case has been reported. Reverend Thwaites says where the bullying involves matters of a criminal nature, such as extortion, the school resource officer or the local police must be notified.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
Another plan of Vision 2030 is to create a society with a modern and humane correctional services system. It is hoped that this will contribute to increased productivity and allow more Jamaicans to contribute positively to the growth and development of communities, towns, and cities. Here is a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Keep a bottle of drinking water in the refrigerator to avoid letting tap water run to obtain a cold drink.
And for today's child safety tip, the importance of keeping a watchful eye on your child. I believe the children are our future. It only takes a second for small children to get into something they shouldn't get into. To prevent injury, be aware of common causes of injury in the home, at school, and on the move. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.